KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. The first thing you notice about Cella and the Spades is its visual distinction. The film, streaming on Amazon, wants you to see rather than watch what's going on and pulls you in with images that range from swirling abstractions to lovely soft light portraiture. Then you're aware of a strong filmmaker's sensibility. This debut feature by Tyresha Poe sets a comically heightened tone of mythic power for the story of a tyrannical teen and her innocent rival at an exclusive East Coast prep school. The Spades are one of the five factions at the Haldwell School, and Cella, who's played by Lovey Simone, runs the group with a ruthlessness that's usually concealed by effortful charm. Cella isn't your ordinary cool kid. At 17 and a graduating senior, she's a scary kid who's driven by a perfectionist mother and derives her power from her not-so-secret position in the underground life of the school. The Spades, as a narrator puts it, deal in the most classic of vices: booze, pills, powders, and fun. I don't know when fun became a vice, but the movie provides plenty of it, with witty observations on the toll that Cella's power takes, especially when tensions among the factions rise to the level of uncivil war. Things can get so exhausting, the Queen of Spades says at one point. She's acutely concerned with her legacy and wants to find a worthy successor, which is where the rivalry comes in. Paloma, played by Celeste O'Connor, enters Cella's life as a starry-eyed acolyte, but soon she's outsmarting her idol without trying to. Paloma's secret is being good-hearted and genuinely smart. The script is derivative, as debut efforts often are. Elements of Heathers, a bit of Brick, echoes of Election without the formal school politics, intimations of All About Eve without the assistant's steely ambition. There's a difference, though, when Cella complains that you've got all these people telling you how to wear your skin. She's referring to two things at once: the universal plight of put-upon teens, and her own skin, which is black. Most of the students at Haldwell are African-American. That's refreshing, since the standard brand of rich kid in movies is white. But also because Tyresha Poe, a black filmmaker, has felt free to liberate her protagonist from goodness. Cella and the Spades has its flaws. The details of the plot and a revenge subplot are awfully murky, if not opaque. There's a terrific sequence early on in which drugs change hands during a wild dance, but another dance sequence toward the end seems repetitive. Still, the film is funny, and it's astute on the boundless self-seriousness of adolescence. It's a great start for Poe's career. Here's looking at her for the next one. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.